Our family. My name is George. I live in a small town with my extended family, my father, mother, brother, sister and grandparents. My father's name is Jurai and he is 46 years old. He is a private businessman. He has got a lot of hobbies including skiing, tennis, fishing and watching football on TV. My mother's name is Isabella. She is 45 years old and teaches English and Czech in a high school. Her favourite hobby is growing plants. Our house and garden are full of her plants. She also likes to read detective novels. My parents share a lot of hobbies. They both like hiking. Every year we go for a holiday in the mountains. My parents also like to go to the cinema, go dancing, and spend time visiting their friends. My father is really calm. It is very rare that he gets angry, and he likes to make jokes. My mother is always full of life. She is optimistic, but sometimes she talks too much, or she gets moody. My sister's name is Dagmar, and she is older than I am. She is 25 years old, and she got married 5 years ago. Her husband, my brother-in-law Martin, is 26 years old. He is an engineer in an industrial company. My sister is at home with her 3-year-old son Dennis and 1-year-old daughter Veronica. I became an uncle 3 years ago. I enjoy being an uncle because my niece, Veronica, and nephew, Dennis, are always doing something creative and interesting. They all live in a house nearby, and we visit each other often. I have also got a younger brother by the name of Roman. He currently studies at the entry level of the same grammar school as I do, and he is 15 years old. He has already decided that he wants to become a doctor. We live together in one room, although I would prefer to have a room of my own. He likes to play tennis, go skateboarding, and he reads until late at night, which is annoying. However, I can't have my own room because my grandparents live with us. My grandmother, Maria, is 65 years old. I love her because she's always nice. She's a great cook and she also likes to bake and knit nice sweaters for us. Her hobbies are working in the garden where she grows vegetables and flowers, reading historical novels, going for long walks and visiting her friends. My grandfather, Peter, is 67 years old and I like him too because he is very funny. He keeps busy every day by going fishing, reading the newspapers and spending a lot of time watching TV. I often watch ice hockey, football and tennis with him. Sometimes I help my grandmother in the garden. She often thinks that I'm too busy to help. My grandpa likes to smoke a pipe of tobacco, but he does it secretly. About me. I'm 18 years old this year and I'm going to graduate from high school. I would like to study economics and foreign trade at university, but first I must pass the entrance exam. I have a lot of hobbies. Some of them are the same as my brother Roman's. The most important thing to me is my dog Philip. I have had him for 5 years. I don't have much spare time, but I like sports, painting and reading. That was a bit about my family. Here is an outline of my everyday life. I wake up at 6:30 a.m., but I don't actually get up until 6:45 a.m. I wash my face, brush my teeth and get dressed. Sometimes I go for a short walk with my dog before I have breakfast around 7:30, and then I leave for school. I'm lucky that our school is in my hometown, so I don't have to take the bus or train. It takes me about 20 minutes to get to school. At school, I leave my jacket and shoes in the locker and put on my slippers. The classrooms are on the first floor. I am at school from 8 a.m. to 1:15 p.m., and I have a different schedule every day. After my last class, I have lunch at the school cafeteria. And then I head home. When I get home, I drink some milk or mineral water to relax. Then I do my homework and prepare for the following day. I go play football at 5 p.m. I've been playing football since I was 7 years old, and I currently play 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. The football training lasts for 2 hours. I get home at 7 p.m. and shortly afterwards we eat dinner. We usually have a cold dinner of bread and salami, cheese, eggs and greens. After we finish dinner, we talk about our day and what problems we are having. At 8 p.m, I might study some more or I listen to some music or watch TV. I always take a shower before I go to bed around 10 or 11 p.m. The weekends are very different from the weekdays. On Saturdays and Sunday, I sleep until 9 a.m. When I get up, I have breakfast and hurry to help with the cleaning. We do a big house cleaning on Saturdays, and everyone is involved. It's kind of a family tradition. I help to do the washing up and the dusting. Then I sweep the floors and cut the grass around the house. My brother does the shopping, hoovering and the gardening. My mother does the cooking on the weekends, as well as the laundry, the ironing. She usually finds time to help Grandma with the baking too. My father takes care of the car and the house. This is our usual Saturday routine, but when it is right before Christmas or Easter, it's different. It's like a disaster for me. During that time, my mother organizes everything. We clean the windows, wash the curtains, and clean the bookshelves. Everything has to be clean and shining. Sometimes, I wish I had another sister or brother, so there would be one more person to help us. During the spring, there is a lot of work in the garden. We till the soil, plant vegetables, and water it regularly. This does not mean that my entire weekend is consumed with chores. I also go skateboarding and play tennis or table tennis with my friends. In the evenings, I usually go to the cinema or a dance club. I very rarely get bored. I like to go with my friends to the pub for a beer, to talk and forget about school and cleaning. I love the holidays because I can do whatever I want.